In this bulletin, police confirm 39 bodies found in a truck in England are Chinese nationals. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls for an early election. And in the NBA, Australian Ben Simmons leads the Philadelphia 76ers to a win over Boston. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. British police say all 39 people found dead in the back of a truck in southeast England were Chinese nationals. Paramedics found the bodies of 38 adults and one teenager in a truck container on an industrial estate east of London. Police have not yet identified the victims, but say they've confirmed that 8 of them are women, 31 are men, and all are Chinese. The truck's driver, a 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland, remains in police custody for questioning on suspicion of murder. Road Haulage Association Chief Executive Richard Burnett says not enough is being done to stop people being trafficked to Britain.
If you go back to the migrant crisis, you know, in Calais, in the jungle, the problem simply hasn't gone away. You know, drivers are facing attacks. It's fair to say that the traffickers are upping their game in terms of how they're actually accessing and getting into vehicles and bringing migrants through. We're seeing changes there.
Police in Northern Ireland have raided two houses, and the National Crime Agency says it's working to identify organised crime groups who may have played a part. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to ask Parliament to approve an early election for December the 12th. A motion to hold a vote on the national poll will happen on Monday to give MPs more time to study the Brexit deal. The British government has been waiting the European Union's decision on whether to postpone Britain's departure. Mr. Johnson is seeking a Brexit delay until January the 31st, ahead of this month's deadline.
We've had 3.5 years to discuss this. We're being very, very reasonable. We're saying if you genuinely want more time, you can have it. Here it is. But the condition for that is that we all agree to go for a general election on December the 12th.
Britain's next scheduled election is in 2022. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are accusing Turkey of launching an offensive in 3 northeastern Syrian villages in spite of a truce. Russia argues its peace deal with the Turkish president is going ahead, requiring Syrian Kurdish forces to withdraw from the near border. But the SDF released a statement about attacks on villages outside the ceasefire area, which forced residents to flee. Germany's Defence Minister, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, says the Russia and Turkish agreement isn't a long-term fix.
We share the same opinion as our British and French colleagues that the situation is not in line with the Sochi Agreement and does not offer a long-term political solution, but rather that this question remains on the agenda, on the political agenda, on the international agenda, that we are searching for a solution which involves the international community. We have considerable common interests, in particular the fact that the universal fight against IS must progress, which we are of course supporting with the plethora of NATO missions in neighbouring Iraq, and of course that we can mitigate the humanitarian crisis in northern Syria.
The principal of a Bangladeshi religious school is among 16 people sentenced to death for the murder of a teenage girl who refused to withdraw a complaint of sexual assault against him. The killers poured kerosene over Nusrat Jahan and set her on fire on the roof of her madrasa in April. Police say the 18-year-old's murder was carried out at the principal's order. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has until this afternoon to refer the Energy Minister Angus Taylor to police over an allegedly forged document, or Labor says it will. The accusations stem from a letter Mr. Taylor sent to the Sydney Law Mayor Clover Moore last month, criticising her council for spending $15 million on domestic and international travel last financial year. He cited the council's annual report, but the document, which is published online, shows the council spent just over $6,000 on travel during that time. Labor's climate change spokesman Mark Butler says he'll refer the matter to the New South Wales Police if Mr. Morrison doesn't.
We thought, particularly given that the Prime Minister said at the beginning of the week that no one was above the law, that when the evidence had been laid out in the way in which we tried to do in question time and a number of media organisations have done over the last 24 hours, that the Prime Minister would put that principle into practice and show, demonstrate, that even one of his cabinet ministers would be subject to the law under his new doctrine. Well, he's all talk, no action.
The creation or knowing use of a forged document in an attempt to influence a public duty is punishable under New South Wales law by up to 10 years in prison. In basketball, Ben Simmons has led a revamped Philadelphia 76ers to a 107-93 victory over the Boston Celtics. Melbourne-born Simmons was electrifying in the win, scoring 24 points, 9 assists and 8 rebounds. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny today and 23 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and windy, 19. Melbourne, a shower or two, 24. Hobart, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, a shower or two, 30. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 32. Sydney, much the same, 36. Newcastle, sunny and 35. Brisbane, similar conditions, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.